The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A status yellow weather warning remains in place for the entire country for low temperatures, with those temperatures struggling to get above freezing in parts of the country today. 41,000 customers are currently without power, 40,000 without water this morning, some schools closed and healthcare appointments cancelled. Now, in a moment, we'll get an update from the DAA as to air travel, but we're going to start with Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It is almost a tale of two countries, because people waking up in Dublin will go to work, go to school, and they'll think, what's the problem? What's the issue? Haven't seen anything of what has been warned of, but not so in Cork, Tipperary, Kilkenny, Carlow.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it really was an Arctic blitz down here. And the funny thing, Pat, is that even within some counties, there's a significant contrast. For instance, if you take Cork, the southern part of the county was largely unaffected. Torrential rainfall, significant flood issues in some parts, but the northern part of the county and parts of the western part were absolutely hammered by snow. To put it in context, I mean, some of the roads were impassable. They will remain impassable. I mean, Cork County Council have said that some of the worst affected roads in the entire country have been in Cork. I was talking to a man last night. He was trying to travel on the Cork to Limerick road, the N20, and between just outside Charleville, it took him 4 hours to travel 3 kilometres. Such was the nature of the snow and ice. And that was despite the fact that snowplows were working non-stop. And it wasn't just Cork, you're talking significant disruption in Limerick. I had a friend who was travelling through Limerick yesterday from Galway, and he said that in the space of a kilometre and a half, he saw 4 overturned cars as he was just coming out of Limerick City and heading towards Charleville. And if you take the Mitchelstown to Limerick road, the R513, that was effectively impassable last night outside Ballylanders. You had a significant number of truck drivers and motorists who either had to turn around and retrace their steps or else take shelter in local houses, pubs or restaurants. Such were the conditions. Now, as you mentioned, the bulk of the school closures are going to happen in Limerick, Cork, Tipperary, Carlow and Kilkenny. It's very much a decision that's being left to the local school boards of management. Some schools have opted to open later today in the hope that roads will improve once the thaw sets in. But there's a significant number of school closures. Yesterday, we had some flights diverted from Cork Airport because of the snow conditions on the runway. And today, a significant number of services are being impacted. So, for instance, bus services are really badly hit across the Midwest, the Southwest and parts of the Midlands. People have been urged to check schedules, to check with local offices to see what services are actually operating. Mm-hmm. Even health services have been impacted. So, for instance, here in Cork, there has been a notice issued that all non-urgent hospital appointments in major facilities such as the Mercy University Hospital, Cork University Hospital, South Infirmary Victoria University Hospital, they've all been postponed because of the conditions.
And we're told, Rap, that the temperatures are likely not just to stabilise, but to fall further. So anything that's lying on the ground will remain on the ground for the next 4 or 5 days.
Very much so, Pat. And that is the major fear. We're talking, I mean, certainly at the tail end of last week, there was thought that the temperatures could actually go as low as minus 10 degrees. They don't think they're going to go quite that low, but you are talking about the potential for conditions to go to about minus 7, possibly even minus 8 degrees centigrade. So you've got so much water. You've got compacted snow. If that freezes, roads are going to be absolutely treacherous. In Cork, in Limerick and Tipperary, a number of secondary roads are actually still impassable. And the concern is that they will remain impassable up until tomorrow when we get this really polar blitz in terms of conditions.
And I can imagine the effect that it's going to have on those minor roads, much neglected in Cork County. You know, when we come to the summer, the potholes will be epic.
Yeah. And again, these roads, simply because of the logistics, the councils have warned that crews, in fairness to them, they've been trying to achieve miracles in terms of keeping roads open, in terms of snowplow operations, gritting operations, which have been virtually round the clock, but they've had to prioritise. So priority one and priority two roads have been treated, but a lot of the smaller country roads won't have been treated, particularly those along higher ground, and they will be absolutely treacherous. So the advice from the Gardaí and from the Road Safety Authority, if you're living in an area where there are those type of road conditions, don't travel unless you absolutely have to do so. If you do travel, check that your vehicle is winter ready and that the tires are in good condition, that you have your windscreen wipers working. Drive exceptionally slowly. Allow plenty of braking distance to the vehicle in front. Make sure that you have warm clothing in the car with you, and always have a torch and a fully charged mobile phone in case you do run into difficulties.
Ralph, thank you very much for joining us. That's Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Graeme Queen of the DAA joins me now. Graeme, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I came in through Dublin Airport yesterday. Absolutely seamless experience, but there had been some cancelled flights not arriving into Dublin, but rather leaving Dublin.
Yeah, our main issue yesterday, we had a lot of rain and sleet yesterday. No snow, thankfully, but the knock-on impact of the issues in the UK airports affected us. There were seven flights coming in, seven flights going out that were cancelled yesterday. A lot of snow around Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, Bradford. Those airports were really badly affected yesterday. So that had a knock-on impact on schedules. Thankfully, today, everything moving really well. The first wave at Dublin has got away brilliantly. No problems there, and there's no cancellations so far today. There are still some issues, though, at some of those UK airports. They're still battling away with the remnants of snow from yesterday, but hoping for a smooth day here at Dublin.
I was looking at some of the reports yesterday, and there were flights to Germany cancelled. Was that weather-related too?
Yep, Frankfurt was the main airport that we had issues with yesterday. A number of flights to Frankfurt cancelled yesterday. They're moving today, though. I think we've had two going out to Frankfurt this morning, so things seem to have been remedied there. But look, the message is, if you're flying this week, as Ralph has just said, very cold temperatures on the way. It's 1 degrees here at Dublin Airport at the moment. It's going to get colder this week. That means lots of de-icing, not just at Dublin Airport, but you know, airports all around the UK, mainland Europe. So the potential for delays is there. So if you're flying today, this week, make sure you're keeping in touch with your airline to make sure you know the latest status of your flight.
Now, who is responsible for de-icing? Is it the airlines themselves or is it the DAA?
So airlines would de-ice their own planes. They have all their own machines to do that, and they've done a very good job today, as they did yesterday. Our job on the DAA side is to make sure that the aprons, the walkways, the roads, everything like that are clear of snow. So not just snow, ice as well, making sure that it's safe to walk. So lots of that happening at the moment. There was lots of preemptive spraying going on at the weekend as well. Temperatures were really, you know, sitting on the edge for most of the day yesterday. We didn't know whether we were going to get snow, but we were certainly preparing for the worst, and that'll continue this week to make sure that passengers can get on their way.
If you remember a few years back, there was a de-icing crisis, as it were, at Dublin Airport. There were massive delays when we had a similar cold snap. Has all of that been resolved?
Yeah, look, we're in regular touch with airlines every day. We would have a call with them to make sure that they've got all their all systems are go. So in an event like this, we need to make sure that everyone is staffed up, make sure that all the de-icing machines are working and available. And look, that's been the case. We've had a lot of cold weather, not just so far this year, but also at the tail end of last year. Things have moved really well at Dublin. So hopefully that will continue over the weeks and months ahead.
Now, what about Cork? Do they have disruption?
Cork had a more difficult day than Dublin yesterday, certainly, but they handled it as well as they could do. They did have to close the runway there for a couple of hours yesterday afternoon between 2:30 and 5:00. There was a big flurry of snow came in. It covered the runway, so they closed the runways there for a couple of hours so that they could clear them. That meant that Dublin took, I think, 5 diversions from Cork in that period, but those flights returned once Cork had reopened later on in the day. So, you know, a challenging day at Cork, but the team handled it really, really well.
Now, overall, while we have you on the line, what about the Christmas and the passenger cap and all of that? How busy were you over the Christmas period?
It was a busy Christmas. You probably saw the numbers. We were down probably around 10% based on last year. So it was busy, but not as busy as it could have been. And look, that's just down to the cap. A lot of airlines like Ryanair weren't able to add the usual charter flights that they would do at Christmas. So that hit numbers a little bit. But it was still a busy Christmas. It was a good Christmas. I think the feedback from passengers is really, really strong, as it was for most of last year. So we're in a good place going into 2025. Hopefully we can get through this cold snap this week. Numbers kind of dip off after today a little bit. The peak Christmas period kind of finishes today. A lot of people, a lot of business travel today, a lot of people going back to work. So after that, this week is a little bit quieter, and then you'll have a pickup again early February as we move into bank holidays, and then Paddy's Day comes around pretty quickly after that as well.
Finally, when we had Kenny Jacobs in last time, we talked to him about Area 18. And passed through Area 18 yesterday. It used to be the law of the jungle. It is now much more ordered. So thanks to Kenny and yourself, or whoever's responsible for sorting that out. But it needed sorting, and I think it has been.
Yeah, well, look, it is an issue, and I'll certainly take that back to the team. I'll admit, though, Pat, it's still not perfect. We've more work to do on that side of things, and that'll continue. So, but I take gladly the nice praise, but we've more to do on the taxi front, and lots of improvements generally coming this year. Passengers actually had their highest ever year in terms of passenger scores last year, but there's no let up in that. We've got lots coming over the coming weeks and months. It's going to make that passenger experience hopefully even better. So, Kenny's focus on the basics and making things better for passengers is not going anywhere, which should be good news to your listeners.
Graham McQueen of the DAA, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.